lots to chat about. The first one, very alarming. Not one, not two, but three people, Frankie, badly injured by their own dogs in three separate locations in Clare.
Yeah, and just before I start, because I will forget, a good friend of mine, Martin Vaughan, is under the weather at the moment, very sick. So I'd just like to wish him all the best and let his friends know there if they send him an old text, contact him or visit him or whatever. He's very sick at the moment.
Okay, well, we wish him the best.
Yeah. And to go back, yeah. And these are cases that really I shouldn't be involved in because it's people getting injured, attacked by their own dogs on their own property, which I have no legal right. But just to give you an example, when someone rings you and they say, I'm up in Galway Clinic, my dog has attacked me, I need to have the dog put to sleep, obviously, like this is serious. And you can't expect that person, they can't drive a car, they can't handle the car again. You know, vets not going to come out to the house. Most vets won't come out to the house to a dangerous dog. So in all cases, I went and collected the dogs, didn't bring them to the shelter, brought them to the vets for those people, made arrangements with them. They paid the vet and we got that done.
But this is you going above and beyond.
Yeah, of course. But also, I want to say that because I won't say where, what or anything, obviously this is all private business, but one of those people ended up getting plastic surgery in Galway Clinic and the other two had quite an amount of stitches.
So it's quite severe then.
Oh, very severe, yeah. And one of the dogs, like, he was small, he was, you know, he actually, you, to look at him, you think, oh my God, you know, he's so lovely, but could just turn like that then. And yeah, really severe. No, one of them was, and two of them, they all were really, but one of them was plastic surgery. So you just have to, once again, don't put your face down near a dog. And obviously people love their dog and they know their dog. Yeah. But if you spot there's any aggression at all or they do something once, don't wait. Don't wait for it to do something to a child. Don't wait for it. I'm not on here asking people to put their dogs to sleep. I'm asking people to be careful with their dogs if they're showing any aggression.
Okay, very important to be mindful of that. I think after hearing that, we could do with something about a bit of light relief. And you have a funny story about a man walking his dog in Ennis last week.
Well, I'm hoping to be funny for you. It might be funny for other people. But
here we go.
I had to go into an estate, and I do several estates around the county, and you're just watching for people coming in with their dogs that don't live there, basically, and make sure they're cleaning up, make sure they're keeping the dog under control, and also the people living there, you know. And I give poo bags and things to people. But this man came along, had his dog in the lead, had his poo bags, doing everything right. And I thought to myself, you know what? I should take a video of this, the way he's handling his dog, the way he's treating his dog, the way he's cleaned up after his dog, jolly to people and everything. But it was your own Colin McGrath. So I was hoping he'd make a mistake and I'd get him on a 300 euro fine and I'd be able to talk about it here. But he was a credit now, giving me his due. Even though it looked like a lady dog, he was walking a lady's dog, but he was very kind to it.
Oh God, there we go. A model dog walker, Colin McGrath, fair play. Bags of rubbish though, unfortunately being dumped from a bridge in Ennis into the Fergus.
Not my job, but it's breaking my heart to see this. I've actually went down there last summer and we took him out as much as we could. But I believe around every 2 to 3 weeks, somebody's leaving two plastic bags of rubbish, throwing them in over the bridge in Drutnagower. That's, you know, as you go up by O'Keefe's Isle there, up the watery roadside. Somebody is coming there on a regular basis. And the reason we know is they float for weeks. You can go up now and you can see one of them. And it takes weeks then before the bags get penetrated, birds picking them or whatever, and then they eventually sink. We went up last year now swimming and we took out 7 or 8 of them. I'm sorry to say it, but I think there's an awful lot of them under the water there. And it could take years. Those bags will take years to break open. And you will see eventually napkins and whatever else you have coming down the Fergus, coming down. So I'm asking people if they could identify who's doing this, if they could see it, and I'm asking the person who's doing it to please stop. If I'm not advocating them to put it into a field, but if they put it into a field, we can pick it up and bring it away. We can't see it in the river. It's going to take years. That river, I remember the Lord of Mercy, Josie White, catching 15 and 16 salmon inside where those bags of rubbish are now. Every few weeks he'd be there fishing. We go down to watch him. Patsy Woods would be in there poaching. Tony Roach would be after him. All that, but all lovely stuff.
More likely to catch you's nappies now.
Yeah. Absolutely, tins of beans, and we could put a cup into the water and drink water all of them when we were young lads.
And we're talking only on yesterday's show about illegal dumping in Clarecastle, and I did put the call out, if it's happening anywhere else, let us know. Once again, it just, the mind boggles with what some
I'd
people
ask
will do.
Person to stop. And outside beside the pound now, there's a big clean up going on at the moment, that somebody put burned oil into the drains out there, the storm drains. And right beside our shelter now, we have a bit, the storm drain goes out onto the river there. So I believe, obviously, it's the environment section of the council. I haven't spoken to anyone about it, but I can clearly see it. I could send you a photo of it. They have pads down to stop it and pads to try and dry it up. Yeah. So somebody comes there maybe every year or 2 years and puts the burn dial into the storm drains rather than paint to get it taken away. There's quite a lot of it there, and only for the council, in fairness to them, they've stopped it getting into the main River Fergus.
Okay, we're almost out of time, but just lastly, you want to mention the council are clamping down on people breaking the rules under the beach bylaws this season. Yeah. Now, this is beginning in June.
This is beginning in June, and I'll talk about it more, but what I will say now, just now briefly, is they are actually taking on another dog warden, especially for the 3 months of the beach bylaws. So there will be somebody on the beach. I couldn't do it. I tried to do it. I just couldn't do everything. So there will be somebody on the beach now working with the environmental section, with the, you know, the traffic wardens, that, and this person will be an authorised dog warden, and they will be issuing fines. They will have the authority to issue fines, remove dogs, and we'll speak about it more and actually bring the person in here once we identify who the person is, and I can bring him in here before the beach bylaws come in. So I would be advising people now, be prepared for to get fines, and be prepared to, you know, your dog could be taken off the beach. So just, it's there, but we'll talk about it more as it gets nearer. The beach bylaws start in June, so they go on then until September.